Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Hayamad Aleph. We're holding on Dalad Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom by the two dots. So he mentioned in the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph that Vesheinu Gavaya Asar Tfachim, so a Sukkah is possible. A Sukkah needs to be at least 10 Tfachim tall. So says the Gemara Minalon, what's the Makar? Itmar was stated that Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chaviva, Masnu, they all taught. Now the Gemara just says parenthetically that Bekula Seder Moyed Kol Ki Aizuga, anytime we have this list of Amorayim, so Chalufi Rabbi Yochanan, Umayli Rabbi Yonasan. So some say they're supposed to change and take out the name Rabbi Yochanan, and in its place insert Rabbi Yonasan. Al Kapanim, so they all taught Arayim Tisha, Vekapayras Tefach, that the Makar of the Sukkah needs to be 10 Tfachim, is from the Arayim, it says that the Arayim was 9 Tfachim tall, and Kapayras was an additional Tefach, so that's a total of 10, Areikan Asara. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, V'nayanti l'chasham v'dibarti itcha me'al Kapayras. And Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from on the Kapayras. Hashem never went below 10, he always went right there on top of the Kapayras, above 10 Tfachim. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa also that Rabbi Yaisi, Aymer me'aylum l'yard the Shechina l'mato me'asara, that the Shechina never went less than 10 Tfachim within the ground. And Moshe Rabbeinu and Elio, even when they went up, they never lamaisa went all the way to Shemayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem. Shemayim is only for Hashem. Va'aretz nasel v'nei Adam, and Hashem gave aretz to man. Hashem doesn't go to the aretz. So you see from here that 10 tfachim is considered like a cutoff point. That's considered a mechitza of like a new rasha. So the schach, it's if it goes less than 10 tfachim, it's like it's on the ground. It has to go at least 10 tfachim up away from the ground. But now that the Gemara mentioned this idea that Shechina never went to the Aretz, so ask the Gemara, is that really true? Is it true that the Shechina never went below 10 Tfachim? V'aksiva, the Pasuk says, V'yevred Hashem al Har Sinai. Says Hashem went on Har Sinai, Kaviyachol. So you see, that's on the Aretz. No, says the Gemara, L'mal me'asar Tfachim, above 10 Tfachim from the Har. Says La'asulavoy that the feet kaviyachol of the Shechina are going to stand on harizesim. So mamish they're going to stand. That's mashma literally. That's going to stand there, not above 10 tfachim. However, says the Gemara that no, here too l'malo me'asar tfachim. We could be madcha that it really means above 10 tfachim. In fact, the Gemara now alu Moshe v'Elio l'marim, is that really true that Moshe and Elio they never went to Shemayim? V'aksiv, but the pasuk says u'Moshe ala el Elokim. It says that Moshe went to Hashem by Har Sinai. So says the Gemara, no, lamata me'asara. It says it means within, not within 10 tfachim. V'aksiv v'yal Elio basara hashemayim. Smash me, he went literally to Shemayim. Says the Gemara, no, there also will be madcha that lamata me'asara. It was below 10 tfachim from Shemayim. And the pasuk says that when the malachim were arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu by Kabbalah Satira, so Hashem says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to hold on to the kisei akavoy, and he spread his cloud over him. Allah that Hakadosh Baruch Hu spread his shechina and his cloud over Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Gemara Lamatu Me'asara. There also means below 10 tfachim. But Mikol Malkum Ve'aches Pnei Kisei Ksev. It says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. So how could you say that that's below 10? That's Mamash in Shemayim. Says the Gemara, no, Ishtarbuve, Ishtarbev Le'kisei Ad Asara Ve'Nakadbei. He lowered his Kisei HaKavod down below 10 tfachim, and over there Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed onto it. So he was never Lamaisa within 10 tfachim of Shemayim. He was never Mamash in Shemayim. Now the Gemara points out that this was the first chelik of what these Amoraim said to prove that the sukkah needs to be 10 tfachim tall. They brought a raya from the Aron Kodesh, because from Hashem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu on top of the Aron, that the Aron was 9 tfachim and the Kapayres was an additional tefach. So you see, Hashem was always above 10. But ask the Gemara, Bishlam Aron Tisha, I understand that the Aron was 9 tfachim tall. Dichziv, as the pasuk says, V'asu Aron atse shitim amasayim v'chatzi arkoi v'ame v'chatzi rachvoi v'ame v'chatzi kamasoi. That the height of the Aron Kodesh was an amma and a half. An amma and a half is 9 tfachim. If you assume that each tefach is 6, that each amma is 6 tfachim. So an amma and a half is 9 tfachim. El kapayres tefach min alam. But who says that the shear of the kapayres was a tefach, that it was a tefach tall? It doesn't say that in the Torah. Says the Gemara, Ditani Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina explained that kol ha-kelim sha'asa Moshe, all the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Mikdash, for the Mishkan, so nasna ben Torah midas arkan midas rachvan u midas kamasa. The Torah tells us everything, all the details we need to know. The length, the width, and the height, everything. Kapiras, but when it comes to the kapiras, so midas arko, midas rachvanasna. The Torah told us the width and the length. However, midas kaimasa le nasna, but the Torah never told us about the height. So therefore, tsei uman mipachish abekelim. Our only choice is to learn sasam and amafurish, to go to the smallest kli and learn from there the height of how high the kapiras is supposed to be made. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that what's the smallest kli that we're supposed to learn from? The pasuk says vasisa le misgeres teifach saviv, that the shulchan had a border called the Mascaras that went around, and it was a tefach tall. So we're going to learn from the Mascaras to the kapayres. The malahal and tefach afkan tefach. Just like over there was a tefach, so too that's the makar that the height of the kapayres is a tefach. Ask the Gemara of Anelef mi kelim gufayu. Why don't we learn out from other kelim, from taller ones? Who said to learn out dafka from the smallest one? Says the Gemara, because that's the way we dash in the Torah. Tefasta meruba like tefasta, tefasta mua, tefasta. That's the klal that we always go for the smallest one. So therefore here too, we're going to learn out from the smallest one. That's what Hashem always has in mind. Always, when you have something that's vague, you can learn out from two different places, the klal is always to go to the smallest one. Frag the Gemara, will we find something even smaller? Anelef mi tzitz. The tzitz was even smaller than the tefach. As we'll see soon, it was half a tefach. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that tzitz daima kemin tashal zav, it was like a golden plate, v'rachav shtei etzbais, it was two etzbais wide, meaning tall, from top to bottom, u'mukaf me'aizen la'aizen, it went from one ear of the Kohen Gadol to the other ear, u'kasav olav shtei shnitin, and it had two rows of writing on it, engraved into it, it had a yud and a hey milamayla, v'kodesh lamin milamata, v'am Rabbi Yaisi, he was chaylik, and he said that, no, I saw it in Rome. I went to Rome and I saw the tzitz. The cost of Allah of Kodesh Lashem, B'shita Achas, it said all in one line, Kodesh Lashem. But the point is that you see that the tzitz was only two, it was only two etzba'is tall. So who says to learn out the kapayres from the misgeres that it was a tefach? Maybe we should learn out from the tzitz that's only half a tefach, it's only two etzba'is. Says the Gemara, that no, there's a reason to dafka learn from the kapayres and the misgeres and not from the tzitz, because done in kli mikli, vein done in kli mitachshet. The tzitz, while for sure is also maybe a kli, but it's also a tachshet, it adorned the Kohen Gadol. And therefore it's not as similar to the kapayres as the misgeres. The misgeres wasn't there to adorn, it was there as a kli. So it makes more sense to learn out the misgeres from the misgeres to the kapayres than from the tzitz to the kapayres. Therefore we learn out from the misgeres that the kapayres is a tefach tol. Frak the Gemara, we found a different kli that's smaller, that's not a tachshit. V'neilef mizer, why don't we learn out from the different crowns that they had on various kelim in the Mishkan? Damar mar zer mashu. These crowns were only a mashu. There's no shir. It's very, very small. So maybe the kapayres also was just a mashu. Says the Gemara, no, done in kli mikli, v'ain done in kli mehechshir kli. It makes more sense to learn out from the mizgeres because that's a kli just like the kapayres is. It doesn't make sense to learn out from the zer, which is there to decorate a kli. It's not a kli in and of itself. Says the Gemara, the Miskeres also is just decorative. Yachim Miskeres nami hechsha klihu. It's just decorative to decorate the shulchan. It's just there as a border. Says the Gemara, no, because he holds Miskarte lamata haisa. That's if you hold that the Miskeres was on top of the shulchan. But these shitas hold that the Miskeres was below the shulchan and it was used to hold it up, so therefore it's considered a kli. It's not there just as a decoration. Well, hani chlaman damar miskarta lamata haisa. That's good if you hold like that. But el laman damar miskarta lamala haisa. But if you hold at the border, that the miskeres went above, on top of the shulchan, it was just decorative, so why should we learn out from the miskeres any more than from the zir? So says the Gemara, so ma'ikil ameimar, hai heksha kliyu. So now what are you going to say? This comes out the miskeres is also just there to decorate the shulchan. So says the Gemara, whole new terrace. The reason why we dafka learn out from the miskeres and not from the tzitz and not from the zer is because ela danin davar shenasna b'tayra midavar shenasna b'tayra mida. It makes more sense to learn out two things from each other that are similar and that the Torah gave shiurim for both of them. Va'al yechichu tzitz v'zer shaloi nasna b'tayra mida klal. The Torah never tells us about any of the shiurim of the tzitz or the zer. By the miskeres and the kapayres, the Torah tells us about the shiur. By the miskeres, it tells us completely everything we need to know about it. And by the kapayres, it tells us about the length and the width. It just doesn't tell us the height. So it makes more sense to learn out the kapayres and the miskeres, as opposed to learning it out from the tzitz and the zer, which the Torah never tells us the shiur. The zer doesn't tell us, we just say that because the Torah didn't tell us, it's a mashu. And the tzitz as well, the Torah doesn't tell us. Taisa says it's midrabanan, that it needs to be two etzbais. But therefore, it makes more sense to learn out the kapayres from the miskeres.